Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The goal of a man is to make his voice heard during their lives. Only in death can man's voice be truly silenced. Or is it? There exists a place we go when we leave this earth. A place where our voice can never be silenced. The place exists in the paranormal universe, and it remains separated from the reality of the living. But sometimes, the will of the living and the deceased is so strong that it breaks through the barriers that divides the two realities. The voices of the departed are heard once again. We call this Ghost Chatter.
Ghost Chatter.
Jimmy Morris.
Hello everyone, this is Jimmy Morris. Welcome to Ghost Chatter here on the Para-X Radio Network. Want to thank everyone who is tuning in here tonight. Want to also remind anyone who is not tuned in via our website. And if you have access to the internet and a computer, come on over to www.para-x. Once there, click on the live chat button up at the top of the screen. That will bring you right into our interactive chat room. Right now, I am out here looking at the chat room. A great bunch of people that are out here tonight, and want to thank all of them for tuning in on the website as well. We always like to see a lot of people out in the chat room because we can interact with our listeners more when they're right there. If you're listening via some other source and, you know, you can hear us, but, you know, you can't really interact or ask questions or anything like that. So we really like when you're able to come into the chat room because it just gives us a great opportunity to get feedback from our listeners so that, you know, we kind of know how you feel about our shows, and we really appreciate it. So if you can make it over there, go right ahead and do so. You will not be disappointed with the great bunch of people that we have here on Para-X Radio. Moving on a little bit, today actually marks the first show to finish off our 3 years here at Para-X. We did our first show on Ghost Chatter on the first Wednesday in March in 2008. So this is actually the end of our third year show. Next week we'll start our fourth year here at Para-X Radio. And like I said a few weeks ago, I told you guys we were rapidly approaching the end of our 3 year mark. And, you know, we are here today. And also our scheduled guest we were going to have on today, which was Heather Woodward. She's an author, and she also hosts a radio show that's off on another network. She wasn't able to be here today, but I do believe that she is going to be here next week. So, I was going to move in another guest, but I had some people who had asked about some EVPs and a box session that we did about 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we really only got to do about an 8-minute session, and by the time we got it started and everything, we were only able to ask a few questions. But of those few questions, we got a few responses, and I got some feedback on that people had asked if I could go in and do some longer sessions. So I decided that's what I was going to do with today's show. It's going to go over some evidence stuff with everyone that we've collected. Thought we would go over some EVPs and just things like that to kind of get you guys familiar that may not be with, you know, exactly what EVPs are, what they sound like, what to listen for, things of that nature. And also with the ghost boxes, or RTSC, the real-time spirit communication as we call them, to give you guys a chance to try to hear what it is that we're picking up whenever we use these devices. The only thing that I dislike about doing these EVPs and these box sessions over the air is because I don't feel they come through as clearly as they're actually coming through on air end. So kind of keep that in mind as we're going through stuff today. If I hear something or say something that you don't quite hear, you know, it's not that I'm pulling this out of the air. It's sometimes things don't come across clearly on EVPs and stuff like that. You know, I'll try to make sure you guys can, I can boost them up enough so you guys can hear what's going on. And whenever we do things like EVPs, you know, if you are at a computer and you have access to headphones, they work so much better as far as your hearing if, you know, you've got a set of headphones on. Because you can really pick out the sound, the EVP. And I'll let you guys know whenever we're going to do EVPs, and I'll usually do them two or three times to give you a chance to really listen to them. So I'll tell you when you can put on your headphones and take them off, because I don't want to bust your eardrums out with a commercial or something as we're going through. And also, the commercials today, they're not going to be the same as usual. I'm going to be throwing some different things in. We're going to be doing some music and stuff today. The reason why is I have an external flash drive that has most of all of my music deals on it. Well, I was in the process of transferring all that over to a new system. We're getting ready to upgrade our broadcasting system, and I was moving that over. Well, in the process of moving it over, I ended up deleting two whole folders, which basically had about 85% of my commercials that I play. The thing is, I didn't know that they actually deleted until I went to use them about an hour ago. Luckily, everything that I do on that system, I back up with an online system called Carbonite, so it saves everything. But I didn't have time to download all that stuff back down to my system, and I didn't want to take the chance of it not being done before the show. And whenever you're broadcasting and you're sending stuff across the internet, you know, it really slows down your signals, and didn't want to impair with the show today. So if you hear different kind of music than we normally play, it's just because we're throwing different things out there so that we can get through our commercial spots today. Now, to move on here, I thought we would start out with some EVPs. For any of you who are listening who doesn't know what an EVP is, it stands for Electronic Voice Phenomena. And what these are basically voices of the deceased. We usually capture them on digital recorders. They can be captured very, very well on analog recorders. And if you're not familiar with that, analog recorders is basically recorders that are magnetic, use magnetic tape to actually do the recording, like the old cassette tapes, were really, really good. And if it wasn't for the fact that it takes so long to analyze them, you know, I would use an analog recorder for everything. But the fact is that in this day and age, trying to keep up with cases and evidence review, and for any of you who doesn't do paranormal investigating, we get a lot of people whenever we investigate that say, you know, you came in and, you know, it's been 2 weeks, it's been 3 weeks, you know, you haven't got our stuff back. But that's why we always try to explain when we go into a case to investigate that we are setting up anywhere between 6 and 12 cameras. Usually there's probably 6 to 8 audio recorders going. So if we go in and we investigate just 6 hours at a case, well, we don't just have 6 hours of audio and 6 hours of video to go through. We have 6 hours of video times 8 to 12 cameras. So all of a sudden, those 6 hours have turned into 100 hours worth of video. Same deal goes for the audio. You know, now we've got 100 hours of video and 100 hours of audio. Now for video, for us, it takes about 2 hours to analyze every hour of video. Audio, it probably takes us about 2.5 hours. And that is if it's just normal EVPs. If we start getting into real active EVPs, it takes longer than that because, you know, you listen, you stop, you go back, you listen again, you break that part out, you amplify it, You take out background noise, you listen to it again. So before you know it, you have 400 hours worth of evidence to review. And if we were also lucky to where we were rich enough to where we didn't have to worry about having a 8-to-5 job, you know, we could sit around all day and we could knock out evidence review pretty quick. But as it is, most of us have jobs that we have to tend to, we have families we have to tend to, so, you know, trying to find the time to squeeze in 400 hours worth of evidence review can get pretty hectic and pretty hard to do. And so that's something we always have to battle with in explaining to people that we investigate for, that, hey, you know, it's going to take a little time for us to get through this. And then in the midst of that, a lot of times, especially in our cases, you know, we are out already working another case. So then there's more evidence piling up, and then more evidence piling up behind that. But we do want to go through a little bit of evidence today, and I hope you guys will enjoy some of the stuff you hear. We are going to jump away here for a quick break, and when we come back, we will start in on some of the EVPs, so don't go away.
Through every endless day.
listening to Ghost Chatter on the Para X Radio Network. Now it's time to Ghost Chatter.
Hello, everyone. This is Jimmy with Ghost Chatter. Welcome back. Want to remind everyone who is not tuning in via the website, jump on over to www.para-x.com, click on live chat, and come on in and interact with us here on the show. Also, if you miss any portion of this show, all of Ghost Chatter's live shows are reposted in podcast form at www.ghostchatter.podomatic.com. So you can go over there and pick up any of our past shows. Alright guys, today we're going to jump into some EVPs, and there's going to be no rhyme or reason to these. We're just going to go through and play some of the ones that we've gotten. They're not necessarily our best ones, not necessarily our worst ones. Just going to grab some and take a listen. We've got... got one here that I want to play, and I've played it once before, I believe, but it was a really cool one, and it's one of the ones I always kind of come back to because it's just got a real good response to it. This was from the grave of a young lady that I was at the cemetery, and I was just casually, I wasn't investigating or anything. I'd just been walking around that day in that cemetery. There's some family that was buried there, and I'd been just kind of checking that out, and I had been cleaning around some graves, and I just happened to have one of my kits in the car. So I just grabbed out a recorder and started walking around, and it started to get dark, and you know, you can hear the crickets and stuff going. But I had specifically asked for this person, and this person just kind of answered back when I went back and listened to the recordings, and I'll let you guys hear it first, and then I'll kind of tell you what it says if you can't make it out. So give me just a quick second here.
Is the spirit of Brenda
Just a second, guys. What it was right there, I asked the name for this person if they were here. This is the response I got.
Can you talk to us?
Now, right in there, guys. Let me jump back on this one real quick because it didn't come across like it was supposed to right there. I think I grabbed the wrong file, or one with the wrong file name. Okay, now on the first one, you know, I asked, is the spirit of this person here? And the reason I cut that, guys, is because I don't want to say the name of that person on the air, and the first one I grabbed was the original one that still had the names and stuff. And I do that because I don't know who all might listen to the show. And I never want to have someone who this might relate to be listening to the show and say, you know, oh my gosh, I didn't know this or something like that. So for everybody's privacy, you know, we always try to pull out any type of identifying information. But I'm going to do this again. I'm going to do it two more times. So if you got headphones, put them on. It'll help you. I'm going to do it one more time, then I'll tell you what it says and see if you can make that out. What we're looking at is right here. And I had asked if the spirit of so-and-so was here, and they actually came back, and they said I answered. There was probably a 20-second gap in there, and I had been talking before I had asked that question. And, you know, as any of you who've done any investigating knows, you know, you tend to re-ask questions as you go along because with EVPs, you never know if you've got a response or not. But what she did say here was she came back and she said, I answered. So let's do this one more time. Here it goes, guys. So hopefully that came through for you guys. Now, I know there's a little bit of delay whenever we're doing live shows by the time I can get any responses from anyone in the chat room. And also, if anybody is listening that wants to call in and kind of talk about these as we go through, I've got the line open, 325-200-4512. Again, that's 325-200-4512. And we're going to move along here to another file. This one, I think, anyone who's ever familiar with the story about Fort Concho in San Angelo, Texas, you can look it up out there. The main thing about it is in Officer Quarters 1, there is a story of a little girl named Edith who passed away there. She had gotten sick. She died shortly after. And we were there doing an investigation, and we were asking some questions about, you know, did you die in this house? And here's is one of those responses that we got back on that.
I would really like to talk to the little girl, Edith. If her spirit is here in this house.
Now, if you guys can hear right here, we're going to bring this up just a little bit. She clearly gives a response after the second part of that question.
If her spirit is here in this house.
One more time. Now, hopefully you guys can hear that. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can bring it up just a little bit more for you guys out there. Because I can hear it real good here, but it just sounds to me like it could be a little low. See, and I really like this one because, you know, it's not a long, drawn-out response. They're not sitting there, you know, having a conversation with you. But they are very clearly answering the questions that we asked. We said, hey, you know, is the spirit of so-and-so here? And right away, we get a response to that. And not only is it a response to that, but it also, if you listen to it, it sounds like a young girl's voice, which fits who it is that we were trying to talk to. So, I really like that EVP. And let's look here and see where we might grab another good EVP from. Like I said, I'm just going through files here. You know, there was another one I think I've played once before. I'm going to see if I can find it here again, because again, this is another one of those that I really like, because I think this is it here, right here. I really like this because it's another clear, direct response. Again, this is at another cemetery. This was at the old Fort Cemetery. Again, during this, when I got this EVP, we were not out there investigating. We had just been out to the fort. We had took some people out there just to kind of look around. And then we took them over to the cemetery. The only two things I had that night when I was out there, one of the girls had a Hi-8 night vision camera she was walking around with. And I just had, not a K2 EMF, but just an old EMF meter and a digital recorder. So I was just kind of walking around, and this is what I got on this one. This one I had been talking.
Is there anyone here?
Now, this one I actually got a response right before I started talking. I had spent a little time and I'd walked toward this particular area of the cemetery. And just right before I started asking, you know, is there anyone here? I'd identified myself a little earlier. But then I'd walked around to another little area and I'd started to say, you know, is there anyone here? When, again, this EVP came through. To me, that is clearly, who is this? And, you know, they were clearly asking, you know, who I was, you know, what I was doing there. Again, let me do this two more times. And one more time. Now, another really interesting one that I got, this was on another day at that same cemetery. This one is unique because of what it was I was saying. Now, I'll play this one time so you guys can hear, and then I'll explain a little bit about this EVP.
Is Sarah Hubble here?
Okay. Now, the reason why I did not have a problem with this one saying, you know, was Sarah Hubble here, is because this was someone who has died back in the late 1800s. So, I really didn't feel there was going to be any issues with someone hearing this and it being a real close family member of them. What's interesting about this is I couldn't understand what this response was.
Here.
Now you guys can hear that pretty good, I would imagine, because we can hear it pretty good on this side. But I'm going to amp it up. Here it goes again.
Here.
Now, let me let you hear this again in its entirety.
Is Sarah Hubble here?
Okay, here's what's interesting about this EVP, is why I like this one, is because I didn't understand what they were saying until another visit to that cemetery in the daytime. This particular stone, you know, I was looking at this thing at night. Well, the stone was covered with, like, sap from a tree that was over it. In the daylight, when I got a closer look at it, it wasn't Sarah Hubble. It was Sarah Neville. It was like N-E-V-A-L. Neville. So, she was basically correcting me on my pronunciation of her name.
Is Sarah Hubble here?
One more time. Alright, guys. How are you guys hearing this here? Everything okay? Hearing the EVPs okay? I saw a couple deals. Ladine, thank you. Great EVP. So at least I know they're coming through. Let me come back in here and look and see what else we've got. We'll do a few more and then we'll cut in, take a quick break and then come back and do a little bit on the Ghost Box for those of you who had asked about the RTSC stuff. So let me look. We had Let me see. Bear with me just a second, guys. I'm looking for a particular one. I know TK is out in the chat room, and he's mentioning about the gunshot one. The only thing is, I don't think I have the gunshot one moved over to this system. And that is actually a very good EVP, the one he's talking about. We had a residential case in Hempstead, Texas, and just so happens that some investigators were in a room downstairs, and all of them in the room heard a very, very loud gunshot. Now, the thing is no one outside of that room heard anything. Yet the recorder picked that gunshot up loud. I mean, it's a loud popping sound. You heard everybody in the room react to it. It's a really cool deal. And that was a really, really haunted house. I've got to say, you know, it was probably one of the most active residential cases that I've seen in a while. I think this EVP here, let's run through it one time. Okay, this one is a real low EVP. I had this recorder on and I was taking this from a distance. So let me try to see if we can bring it up just a little bit, and if we can't get a good sound out of it, we'll move on to another one. And what it was, investigator was asking, you know, if there was any spirit that was alive there in the birdcage that was still there now, you know, to speak up. And we had a real faint one here. He spoke up and said yes. Now, I can hear it. Don't know whether you guys can. Thought that one was a neat one that we got down there at the birdcage. And there's one more. Again, this one was a good EVP. It was a little weak. It was also at the Birdcage Theater.
If a cat went on me, if you're here in the birdcage, could you come forward and speak with me, please?
Now, this one may not be a good one for you guys. Sometimes these I have to read back over them. And, you know, I'm just going through these live. I've got to remember, I've got literally thousands of EVPs here. This one, what it was, we were speaking with a female at the Birdcage Theater. She had told us earlier her name was Margarita. And we were asking about her. And right in here, on my end, you can hear real faint where she says, "It's me." So again, I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. I'm going to pick out one more here, and then we're going to cut away for a break. Let me see which one would be a good one. Possibly, you know what, guys? I know we just finished up an investigation at a museum here in Texas, and I actually think I've got some of those over here. And this one, actually, it was TK, I believe, who's out in the chat room, who was with me on this investigation, had asked a question about a crime, what they were accused of. And we got this EVP. Came back through very, very clear. Now, I probably don't have to explain to you what this one is, but I'm going to run it two more times. So, pretty obvious that person who was spirit was still hanging around that Heart of Texas Museum. Now, what that was the old jail. And it's a pretty neat building, three-story building, had jail cells on the second and third floor. The first floor had like the cooking area and like the jailer's office. What was real neat was on the second floor they had a hanging cell. They actually had an indoor hanging cell. This cell sat on the second floor off by itself, and outside the door was a rope hanging from the ceiling and a trap door that dropped you down to the first floor, you know, whenever they hooked you up and turned you loose. So, guys, we're going to jump away here for a quick break. You guys stay tuned. We will be back here in just a few minutes, guys, so stick with us.
preaching about the promised lands. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sinned. Yeah. 22 years of mental tears, cries of suicidal Vietnam, babe. We fought a losing war on a foreign shore. The finest country didn't want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord took his wife, his kids, no regrets. In a time I don't remember, in a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, 'cause I never meant the things I did. And give me something to believe in. There's a Lord above. I give me something to believe in. Oh, Lord, around. My best friend died a lonely man in some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve and they told me the news. I tried all night not to break down and cry. Dark street, like bodies in an old bone grave. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus Saves.
This is Jimmy with Ghost Chatter. Welcome back. Again, want to apologize to everyone out there if you know, we're running into a little bit of difficulty tonight, transitioning stuff back and forth between the breaks. And again, that is because we are pulling from a different set of files than we normally do of audio files whenever we're doing our commercials and things like that. So thank you for sticking with us here tonight. Now, I was telling you right before the break about that gunshot file. Well, TK out there had this on his system and he shot it over to me real quick via email. So I do have that gunshot deal that I want to play for you guys. So if you got headphones, get them on, and here we go.
Did you hear that noise? Is that you?
No, it's not us.
I didn't move.
That was a weird noise.
Yeah.
Like,
do you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it. What's that sound like?
Tapping, rubbing. Somebody's in the bed. What was that?
Was it a gunshot?
Now, as you can see, there was some things going on in the room right before. There was a... You heard them talking about tapping sounds that they were hearing. And then that shot. I'm going to play this in its entirety one more time.
Did you hear that noise? Is that
you?
No,
it's not us.
I didn't move.
That was a weird noise.
Yeah.
Do
you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it. What's that sound like?
Tapping, rubbing. Somebody's in the bed.
Gunshot.
Now, as you guys can hear, I'm going to cut this little section out. As you can see, not only was this an EVP that came through, but you can hear the reactions in the room right after.
In the bed.
So, what we ended up finding out is there was a woman who lived right down the street from there that she shot herself in the kitchen with a shotgun. Now, it didn't happen in this house, but it happened in the house right down the street. And the person she called right before she shot herself was the person that was living at that house at the time. So, just one more time, guys, let's go through this one.
Did you hear that noise? Is that
you?
No, it's
not us.
I didn't move.
That was a weird noise.
Yeah. Do you hear that?
No,
what's that
sound like? Tapping, rubbing. Somebody's in the bed.
It was a great EVP that we got over there. Now, we were going to go in and we're going to do some of the RTSC stuff, but you know, guys, I really don't think we're going to be able to get around to that tonight. You know, spend a little bit more time here on EVPs. And I definitely wanted to get that one that TK got over to me on this system. Again, that one, that was at a case in Hempstead that we had worked, a very, very haunted location. We got things physically interacting there, EVPs, EMF, you know, you name it. If it was possible in the paranormal, we got it, even as far as actually physically seeing things flying out of a window. I mean, it was a great case, great investigation, and glad we were able to get that, and glad TK was able to shoot that over to me so we could get it here tonight. So I think what we're going to do, we'll try to go through and do a couple more EVPs here before we have to close out for the evening. And then we'll come back and we'll pick up some RTSC stuff here on a different night. We've got guests scheduled for the next four or five weeks. But if someone falls out or we may have some time at the end of one of those, we'll get in there and do some RTSC stuff. Let's see, another good EVP. This one we got at a place here, and one of the stories of this place, and this is out in the open place, it's a place we call Soldier's Watering Hole, and one of the things is people over the last 100 years have reported hearing screams, like a woman screams out there when they're walking around. I caught this one on the bridge that's there. So we're going to play this. Hopefully you guys can hear this.
Okay. All right, Veronica.
Can you, like, be quiet for a few minutes?
Yeah. Okay.
You hear that?
Okay. Now, there were some other people that was there, and they were talking, and then I heard something over them. And so I asked them if they could stop talking for a second, and then you hear this. I heard it again.
Can you, like, be quiet for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear that?
Now, right there when they said, you know, yeah, they would quiet down for a second, you can hear it in the background. I'm going to bring it up just a little bit. Hopefully you guys can make that out on your end, because it's pretty strong listening to it here. There was another one that I got that was really good on that one. It was on the same night, same bridge. What you're going to hear here, you're gonna hear me. I thought that the girls that was with me on the bridge, I thought one of them had came up behind and pushed me.
How did he touch you? What are you talking about?
Whatever. You pumped up against me, you liar.
I have not, you liar. I have not even freaking
moved. You're right here behind me.
I didn't even touch you, so whatever.
Now, there was just three of us out there that night. It wasn't an official investigation. We were just kind of bored and decided to go out and check things out. And when I went back and listened to this audio, it's this part right here that came after we were talking. And it's actually in two parts. The first one is a male's voice, and it says, "I pushed." There's a real slight pause, and then he comes back and says, "You." So we're going to play that one more time. All right, guys. We're quickly coming toward the end of our show here tonight. But before, I hope you guys enjoyed the EVPs, and we will get back to one unto the RTSC on another time. Want to remind everyone that if you missed any portion of this show or any show, they will be turned into a podcast and available at www.ghostchatter.podomatic.com. Also, a reminder to everyone, please be sure to check out our interactive website here at Para-X Radio at www.para-x.com. Click on live chat. And want to remind everyone to please stay tuned. More live shows coming up here tonight and every night on Para-X Radio. And thank you once again to all the listeners. This is the start of our fourth year at Para-X. Couldn't be possible without you guys. Really appreciate everything you guys do, all of the support that you give us here on the show. And we look forward to another year and many more years after that. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Ghost Chatter. See you next week.
The gateway between normal and paranormal close, and Ghost Chatter begins to fade away. But when the will of the living and the departed is strong enough to break through the barriers, Ghost Chatter will be heard once again. Your host, Jimmy Morris, welcomes you back next week when Ghost Chatter returns on the Para-X Radio Network.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They all talk gobbledygooky, the Para-X family. The shows are paranormal, not stuffy but informal. The topics are abnormal, the Para-X family.
They're strange, deranged, unrestrained.
So grab your favorite brew, it's time to rendezvous, as we give awards to the Para-X family.